Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what it is that you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning again.
Morning.
We were talking about the terrorists and the terrorists, and you go ahead and keep on going there.
Well, look, part of this group, which was called, I think, M19, the May 19th group, was Susan Rosenberg. At the time, Susan Rosenberg ended up getting represented by somebody by the name of Jerry Nadler, Democrat of New York today, and chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, who was also one of the lead teams on the Trump impeachment. But when Jerry Nadler was representing Susan Rosenberg, who was part of this bombing group, he worked to get her clemency exonerated and appealed to, at the time, Bill Clinton, president. And, in fact, they did give her a pardon. Now, understand that this group, they actually called the U.S. Capitol switchboard and warned them to evacuate the building. 10 minutes later, a bomb detonated in the building's north wing and put a 15-foot gash in the wall. But they also continued their little spree because they bombed the FBI office in Washington, D.C.,
uh-huh.
The Israel Aircraft Industry Building, the South African consulate in New York's in New York, and then D.C.'s Fort McNair in the Navy Yard, which they hit twice. So didn't hear anybody mention any of this yesterday, did you? Because I certainly didn't.
Yeah. Well, you know, CNN yesterday tried to make up for some lost time because their ratings have absolutely gone in the toilet big time. And since Donald Trump is no longer the president, which is what was keeping them afloat, they were currently ranked number 17, if there is such a thing, in the cable business. I didn't know there were that many cable companies, did you?
Well, there's some small ones out there.
Yeah, so number 17, so that's not very good. And their big star, who used to be their star anyway, Chris Cuomo, is gone.
Yeah, and then what happened to Jim Acosta?
I don't know. He's in the afternoon, isn't he? I don't know when he's on.
I have no idea.
He's on, but I don't know when he's on.
I don't either.
I think he's on either before or after Wolf or something like that. I've seen his program, his interviews that he does, but I'm sorry. That's one guy I don't want to watch.
Well, what we're saying here is that there is no... we don't have to worry about CNN anymore, do we?
No. No.
Okay.
No. And even MSNBC is out to lunch for most of the time. But anyway, and by the way, Eric is, let's see, he just gave you a compliment. Eric says, Denise is totally correct in her assessment and chronologically of the events, but there's a difference between the M19 faction and the January 6th group, because January 6th seems to have had massive federal involvement and coordination for planning and execution.
Well, we're certainly in a very different time on the tactics that the FBI uses. Yes, I agree with that. But the point being is that we had a terror organization that was back in 83 that the Democrats decided that, oh, Jesus, wasn't all too bad anyway, so let's give him a pardon.
Uh-huh.
Now, remember, too, that we had FBI agents that had infiltrated Bill Ayers and the Weather Underground. And yet,
yeah,
Bill Ayers never went to prison, did he?
No.
Uh-huh.
No. Dr. Robert Malone, I haven't talked about him. He's been in the news a lot the last several days. He says that censorship is now destroying the vaccination enterprise, if you will. But nobody is buying what he's selling in the mainstream media, and he's having a tough time getting his message out there.
And that's too bad. It was Joe Rogan who was interviewing Dr. Malone that caused this brouhaha where Joe Rogan bailed out of all social media and took all his millions of followers over to Getter.
Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, Greg Stubbe's name just popped up here, local congressman here in the area. And I'm going to tell you what it is that he's in the news for right now. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Friday Morning Edition.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Everett Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Boots, on America's Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
And thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that. This portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance. Now, Geico has been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including yours truly, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, to find out where your local agent is, or you can even get a rate quote right there. And once you do either or, you'll find out that they will not only give you a quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, but maybe you got a motorcycle, maybe you got an ATV, a boat, or an RV, and they can certainly insure all that too. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowner's policy or your renter's insurance or your condo insurance together with your auto insurance policy. That way you will save money, and you won't know how much until you do it. So the website is Geico, GEICO.com. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, Joe Biden seems to be getting a lot of flack now from his side of the aisle about his handling of the COVID situation, which is just not cutting it. And a lot of his people, a lot of his confidants are saying, Joe, you got to change what you're doing here. Quit trying to tell everybody that you're going to shut this down, you're going to do this, because this virus is going to be around for a while. Because now Moderna is talking about a fourth shot, possibly in 2022, because the old one's going to The other booster, the original booster, is going to wear out.
Here we go. This team that's telling him this is the team that, you know, crafted his whole policy, his whole agenda. And one of them includes Rahm Emanuel's brother. Remember him?
I do, Ezekiel.
Okay. Yes. And so, you know, here's the thing. Yeah, if you want Biden to change it, all you have to do is he's got a COVID team at the White House. They're the ones that, I mean, I'm not exonerating Biden here, but whatever Biden says comes from somebody else. So it's these people that said we're getting it wrong, and they're twisting how it all is. So there you go.
Now, we talked yesterday about that horrible fire in Philadelphia, and today we can tell you that the fire investigators are now honing in on what may have caused the deadly blaze, and it could have been a 5-year-old boy playing with the Christmas tree lights that started this fire.
Mm-hmm.
And the four smoke detectors that did not work were all on the floor that they were on. 13 others in the building did.
It's awful, isn't it?
It is. It's terrible. And as I said, that's one of the worst things that you can have in the fire service is to have children involved, and it just leaves a taste in your mouth you can't believe.
No doubt.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Jim Jordan ripped Kamala Harris for comparing January 6th to 9/11 and Pearl Harbor and called it disgusting. I said a little bit about something earlier, but when you heard that, what were you thinking?
Well, that's what started my anger yesterday. And as she continued to speak and then all the things that Biden had to say just continued to get worse. I mean, there were so many falsehoods that Biden said, and so many omissions. And let's not forget that if you omit something, it itself is a lie.
Right.
So, but this is how they craft things, and then they go out and send it to the media outlets. So all the media outlets are echoing the exact same point, the exact same words. They all say the same thing, pretty much like using a stopwatch. You can time them.
By the way, Eric just sent me a link about Susan Rosenberg. He said that she's on the board of this organization, raising money to continue the revolution. All right. It's called Thousand Currents.
Exactly. I've written about her.
Mm-hmm.
I think I actually wrote about all of this last year.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, so I mean, you think that we don't have radicals among us and that they're now being warmly accepted into society, and to be lobbyists and lawyers, and next thing you know, they'll be teaching law classes at the University of Chicago or something.
Right, right.
Oh wait, they already are.
Yep. Now, a third-party payment app must now report goods and services payments of $600 or above to the Internal Revenue Service starting as of January 1st, and they're going to be doing it with a 1099. Now, the new rule will affect all the main payment apps, including PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, Zelle, Google Play. This is not the banks, per se, but they found another way to get that $600 amount that they were looking to get at for tax money.
Well, the payment apps were already part of that anyway. They just weren't forcing the banks to do it. So that's been the only change.
Mm-hmm.
but very few of the third-party payments actually have are $600. Not to say they don't exist, they do, but I mean, people aren't paying their rent, and people aren't using it for utility bills and that kind of thing. They may be doing it for some other shady kind of things, to use those payment apps. But so they do have to report it if they exceed $600.
Now, as was reported by the Washington Examiner, jobless claims have risen past what the experts were expected, climbing to 207,000 last week instead of declining to 195,000 as originally predicted. Now, this is on top of a disappointing jobs report from November that also surpassed the experts' expectations, with 300,000 fewer jobs being added to the economy than was expected. I think we're long past the worry point, but what's this tell you?
Well, I don't know what it tells me, because I don't think it's anything different than what we have really been in. People are, considering that we've gone back into the mask mandates, back into having to be tested, back into having to, sequester yourself, whether you're positive or negative or all this other nonsense, that people are just not, we're not doing this. They quit, and they just may be looking for, some other company that they can work for, they have to deal with all of this, or they're moving entirely. Remember, you still got the population that is just bailing out of the Pennsylvanias and the New Jerseys and the New Yorks and the Illinois and the Californias.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we're in a different place. It's just that it's kind of happening again because of all of these new kind of mandates. What's particularly interesting is you've got an awful lot of Wall Street firms that are still not going back to work. You've got federal government employees that are working remotely. So this is, people are not following the science, and corporations are, they're shooting themselves in the foot. Government is shooting themselves. This is how you destroy yourself, without outside influence. You make stupid decisions.
Yeah, very true. Very true. And, of course, with everything that's going on, we definitely have to look behind our back as well as through our back. Well, let's see here. Here comes the music, so we're going to run out of time here. But anyway, we will talk tonight, and I'm sure we'll have lots of stuff going on today because of the Supreme Court, right?
That's right. We've had lots of arguments on the Supreme Court.
All righty. I'll talk to you later. Have a great day.
Yes, sir.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Chicago Public Schools canceled classes once again after the district and teachers union failed to agree on whether to allow remote learning during a spike in COVID-19 cases. The Chicago Teachers Union voted to refuse to return to in-person classes after the winter break, taking issue with the COVID-19 guidelines. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot called the CTU vote against in-person learning an unlawful unilateral strike. She said, "We are standing firm and we are going to fight to get our kids back to in-person learning." Investigators think they know what caused yesterday's fire at a Philadelphia row house that killed 4 adults and 8 children. The DA's office has confirmed that a child playing with a lighter near a Christmas tree may have been what started the fire. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And thanks to the people who participated, chimed in, and asked questions yesterday. And don't forget the golf tournament coming up the 2nd of February. For more information, go to naa.edu. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can go and learn to become an aviation maintenance technician, which is a very high-paying job and very much in demand right now. Now, one campus is in Clearwater, Florida. I'm here in Tampa. They're across the bay here at Tampa Bay in Clearwater, Florida. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Either way, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of those campuses. Now, in doing so, you get an opportunity to meet some of the students, some of the instructors, and also the money people that help you with your student loan or with your VA loan using your VA benefits. They can do both. Because we have a lot of people that are getting out of the military that make this their first job and their only job, because a lot of maintenance people, aviation maintenance people, want to stay in the business, and this is the best way to do it. And by the way, it's a different deal for you guys, because you can set up to challenge and take the test if you have a knowledge in it. Take a short refresher, if you will, to make sure that you're all set. And then you take the test and you're gone and away you go. Save yourself about a year of training in the classroom. But the website for the National Aviation Academy is always going to be NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And again, the phone number to call to ask to take the tour is 800-659-2080. One more time on the phone, 800-659-2080. Now, Iraqi and Syrian bases holding U.S. troops have been attacked twice so far this week. Twice. No American forces have been hurt or killed. And the Iraqis are getting pretty good at shooting down these drones that are flying in on them. And that's a good thing. We'll see if it stays that way. By the way, Veterans Affairs officials want to drop copay expenses for veterans that are now facing mental health challenges as a way to encourage more individuals to seek help when facing suicidal thoughts. Well, I'm not sure how that's going to help that much by dropping some of the financial payment that they could get, the copays. But who knows? Now, the Japanese government, by the way, last week, turned aside another move by Okinawa's protectural governor to halt work on an airfield, which is fixed as the new home of the Marine Corps' aviation on the island. We'll see what happens with that. That's been an ongoing battle back and forth. Now, U.S. F-16 fighter jets from Ramstein Air Base in Germany made their way to Poland on January the 4th to work with Polish and Belgian F-16s on air policing missions. There's going to be more of this. So we'll see how that all works out. By the way, a Katyusha rocket hit a military base at the Baghdad airport. Now, of course, the Katyusha rocket struck where there are some American troops staying in some military housing there. This came from the Iraqi military. Again, that's one that got through. And the security forces, airmen, at Al Salam Air Base in Kuwait are stepping up their counter-small unmanned aircraft systems efforts following a series of drone strikes against the U.S.-led coalitions in Iraq and Syria were carried out in the last few days, because they're concerned that they might start flying the drones towards Kuwait. Also, dozens are reported dead in Kazakhstan as a Russian alliance now is going to be sending troops. Now, a revolt inspired by anger over a surge in fuel prices has since spread across the country. A Russian-led military alliance has sent troops to help quell the violence in what's described as a temporary peacekeeping effort. We'll see. I saw some of the violence last night on TV, and it looked pretty intense. So I hope they can get that under wraps as quickly as they can. By the way, the U.S. and Germany are both saying that Russia poses an urgent challenge to stability all across Europe. And why wouldn't they? Iraqi military also marked the 101st anniversary as the United States ended combat mission there, their combat mission. That's how long the Iraqi military has been around. And the Taiwan airport staged a drill to intercept Chinese planes amidst the tensions there. Taiwan Air Force jets screamed into the sky on Wednesday in a drill stimulating a war scenario, showing its combat readiness amidst the heightened military tensions with China, which claims this island of Taiwan to be their own. Again, we'll see where all that goes. It's out there for discussion, as they say. It's out there for discussion. Now, not to be outdone, the military always has a way of getting things done. You know, North Korea came out. We don't know if it's true or not. I don't think it is, but that's just me. North Korea came out and said their launch of a missile on Wednesday indicated that the country will press ahead with plans to build powerful, sophisticated missiles rather than returning to the disarmament talks anytime soon. And they say that the missile that they tested the other day was a hypersonic missile, which was tested to modernize the weaponry to see what they had to do to make it better. And I saw one of their missiles that was supposed to be ballistic once, and it was like a Scud with a little bit more chrome on it. That was kind of hard to figure out how they could hit anything with that, because they're not. That's been their problem. They're not very adept at hitting what they aim at. It's just a wild guess on their part, but that may have changed by this time. We'll see. By the way, did you hear that the Chicago schools are still closed and teachers won't return in person until their demands are met? Meanwhile, they're trying to get substitute teachers. They're even looking for military veterans that want to come in and do some part-time teaching. So you veterans that are listening in Chicago, there might be an opportunity for you. We'll see. All right. The Captain's America Third Watch comes back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. We will do just exactly that. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura because the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX is a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And, boy, does that feel good on my bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our military with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, for veterans, also first responders, and church pastors. Located on North Ford Avenue, next to Nissan, they are found online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, the watchdog on Wall Street is here. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Got your snow shovel?
No, but my kids do.
All right, they're hired. I was telling you during the break, I saw Janice Dean, the weather machine, with her big winter park on, standing outside, and it was snowing.
Well, listen, you know, it's probably about 6-7 inches will end up at the most here. And again, you know, certain areas of the country that, you know, scares the hell out of people. We Eskimos from upstate New York, we laugh at that.
Yeah, because we dealt in feet.
Yeah.
Many feet. All right.
They canceled my kids' school last night. They were obviously thrilled. They got the text message. They canceled last night before any snow had come down at all. And I'm like, it had to be at least a foot of snow or more before they canceled schools when I was a kid. So,
that's true. That's true. All right. Well, Omicron has brought with it some complications for our society. But despite cases breaching the 1 million mark, the deaths have trended way downward, and hospitalizations are expected to stay lower than they had with the previous variants, proving that the latest COVID-19 variant is more bark than bite. And there are some doctors that are saying this could be gone by the end of the month.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers are dropping by the hundreds of thousands already. And, listen, people, you can look yourself. I mean, you can do some homework on your own. And I'm not talking, you know, pundits. You can go right to the Health and Human Services, and you can take a look at hospital utilization in the United States. The difficult thing is actually making the comparisons because the historical data is very difficult to find. Best data I could find was going back actually 2018, when, you know, at the same point in time, like, you know, you'd look in January 2018 comparing it today, where you're having hospital utilization at a level of 65%, where it is close to 75% today. It's up, but it's not nearly that bad. And you even can take a look at the number of ICU beds used for COVID. You can look at all of these numbers, and you can make comparisons. Again, you're not going to stop this. It's just not going to happen. You know, I think one of the biggest, funniest stories, actually, it's kind of funny, not really funny stories in regards to COVID, is down in Antarctica, the Belgian outpost in Antarctica. They got 25 scientists down there.
Yep.
16-25 came down with Omicron. Now, every one of them were fully vaccinated. Every one of them had to get tested before they went down there. It's not as if, you know, they can go to a Walmart. It's not as if they can go to a bar, a restaurant, or anything like that. Antarctica is pretty much the definition of social distancing.
Yeah.
And they were all checked before they got there. They're all fully vaccinated, and they still got it. So what does that tell you? I mean, honestly, what does it tell you? Is that you're going to really be able to stop this thing? No.
No. And by the way, we are rapidly achieving herd immunity.
Oh, I do believe that that's the case. I don't know. It's going to probably come around next year in another form in some way, and there'll be another cold that you get. I mean, I got it, and it was fine in, you know, 2 days.
Right.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the human I'm at. We're kind of old school. I haven't taken a day off from work from being sick ever. So,
right.
So it doesn't make any difference.
Well, you know, jobless claims yesterday have risen past what experts expected, climbing to 207,000 instead of declining to the 195,000 that they thought. And it looks like as if we're kind of stuck in an area right now where things are just going along to get along, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't have a single clue what's going to happen with the jobs numbers today. It's going to be reported at 8:30. I really don't. It makes adjustments and seasonal adjustments and Christmas and all that good stuff. Then you had Omicron pop up at Thanksgiving. So I don't know how strong they're going to be. I really don't. And, you know, I think the best numbers out there, the amount of people quitting jobs, the amount of job openings that are out there. Again, I go back to, you know, when I was much younger, you know, having a tough time at certain, you know, recessions trying to find a job. I mean, anything. And I think this is just an amazing world we live in, that if you want to go out and work and you want to, you know, put food on the table, you want to put money in your pocket, you can do it. I mean, my son is going back to college this weekend. He's going to start practice. They're going a little early, but he's out looking for jobs right now for the summer when he comes home. And he's like, "This, you know, everywhere I go, they're hiring everywhere I go." And it's you know, it's an amazing time if you really want to take advantage of it.
Now, our trade deficit has jumped to 19.4%. This happens to be the second highest level ever.
Again, you know, the trade war type stuff that we tried to engage in really wasn't effective. You know, we continue to offshore, you know, manufacturing to other areas in the country, and that it's going to continue. I mean, we can't find workers as it is. So, you know, if you're someone that's going to you're going to put together a new product, whatever it may be, and you need to have a manufacturing base, are you going to set up in the United States if you can't find workers?
No.
You're not going to do it. That's an issue. I mean, I get asked all the time to invest in private businesses, sometimes restaurants, sometimes other things. And I'm like, I'm not going to do it because I don't have the time when I don't have workers to go in and wash dishes when the dishwasher doesn't show up or, you know, go back to bartending or waiting tables or to go, you know, take money out of coin operated, you know, laundry machines if it's a different type of business. I don't have the time for it. It's so hard to find workers. It's actually limiting investment, and it's cutting back on the type of GDP growth that we could actually have.
Yeah. By the way, our governor, Ron DeSantis, is at it again. He announced that we're investing in here in Florida $10 million into a semiconductor production plant to combat the U.S. reliance on China, which is going to be located in Osceola County. And Valencia College is going to be supporting that with people that they have that are currently in training.
Yeah, I do believe that Florida needs to continue to diversify its economy. I really do. You want to continue to attract younger people there. You also want to obviously keep all the kids there that are going to the Florida state schools. And it's a very attractive place, but you end up becoming, trying to come up with an area that you try to, you know, kind of almost emulate what they've done in Austin, Texas, to some degree, and try to bring some of these new high tech companies and, try to convert some of these other areas of the country and getting more of these companies out of these blue states. Cause I think they're anxious to go. It's a matter of having the infrastructure and whatnot. I mean, I take a look at the transformation of Tampa. Tampa was ranked, it's 2022. It's being said it's going to be the hottest real estate market in the country. And certain infrastructure things like the airport in particular, what they did there, the ability to fly all over the globe, that helps. And if you can continue to focus on infrastructure, more companies will come.
Well, I hear the music. I'm going to have to let you go. And by the way, it's a Bucks football weekend, Sunday, 4:30. Be watching.
Have a good one.
All right. We'll talk to you on Monday, my friend.
You too.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com is his website. And I'll be right back with Frank Stellato.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.